Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ooh-wee!
Bottom of the ninth, the last chance for the Blue Jays, or we will be going to a game seven, and I believe we just had a hit by pitch in the net.
Ooh.
Dodgers will have the tying run at the plate. I think that's Alejandro Kirk. I'm looking at the correct guy that just got hit in the neck.
Yeah, he'll got a big neck.
he'll be on first with the, like I said, the tying run at the plate. No out.
Are you sure he has a neck? His head is sitting on his shoulders.
That's a great question. I think they might be pinch running for him right now. It's 3-1. Toronto's got a chance to tie it.
Serious. He's got a large nugget.
If they don't, we will be going to a game seven. I'm going to look at Trevor.
Yeah, their chances.
And I'm going to look at CA. If you guys didn't see the story today, Mike Maddux will not be returning to your Texas Rangers.
That is huge.
The pitching coach that has been here for quite some time and has developed guys like Jack Leiter, and we've seen Kumar Rocker, and one of the more revered, if not the most revered, pitching coaches. The Rangers had the best pitching in all of baseball last year.
How about he's been the pitching coach all three times the Rangers have gone to the World Series? How about he's the guy that talked Jacob DeGrom into coming here because he was his pitching coach when DeGrom won with – no, I'm sorry. It wasn't DeGrom.
Scherzer.
When Scherzer won the World Series before he came to the Rangers.
Yeah.
So I have mad respect for Matt. He's going to hook up with Wash.
Yeah, he's going to the Angels. Yeah.
But Wash was no longer the manager.
Oh, yeah, that's
there,
right. Wash is gone. Yeah.
They signed Kurt Suzuki for a one-year deal.
That's exactly right. Wash, his not injury, but his illness kind of threw him off last year, and he's a little older now.
So do we
– let's I just think it's going to be a – by the way, real quick, shout-out to Jacob DeGrom. You might have mentioned this last night that he's comeback player of the year.
I did not mention that. Comeback player
yes,
of the year.
Yes, he's the comeback player of the
okay,
year.
Okay, let's clap it up for him. Now, how big of a hit do we think is going to be to the Rangers? I think guys like Eovaldi and DeGrom will be fine. I mean, they're pros. They know what they're doing. But I'm looking at guys like Jack Leiter, Kumar Rocker, the young guys that Maddux gave a lot of confidence to, and you hope this doesn't stunt their growth because Maddux was not just another guy in the
wisdom, man.
For the team, in the clubhouse.
I just think it's even more than developing guys. I just think that he knows how to manage these guys during games. I'm talking about
mentality-wise.
And then, you know, Bochy's not here. Bochy's specialty as a manager was handling a bullpen. So now you don't have your pitching coach. You don't have a manager who's expertise was with a bullpen. Mm-hmm. And you got a new manager. I'm not going to say I'm not saying he's not going to be any good, but I'm like, dude.
He reminds me of Schottenheimer. Long name that starts with an S. Schumacher. Uh-oh, we have a huge hit.
Uh-oh.
By the Dodgers. I actually don't know what just happened. What just happened there?
Not by the Dodgers. By the
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays, and they got stuck in the wall.
Yeah,
and they pulled it out of the wall. And I think the run scored.
So it got stuck in the wall.
Underneath the wall.
The Dodgers just stood there. They literally pointed at the ball and
field it.
Is that a ground rule double?
Yeah, that's what we're wondering. Because they haven't said it's a run yet. See, watch what happens. They're going to do the replay.
That was insane.
Watch. It goes. It gets instead of going over the wall, it gets stuck under the wall. Look at
what
that.
What a hit. That has got to be an anomaly. He hits the ball right under the wall.
And the outfielder knows because he's not even touching it. He just standing there, raises his arm and says, hey. All of them say, hey.
I don't think I've ever
seen
that.
They're not even touching it.
Someone said,
the Blue Jays,
that perfectly wedged there. That was a perfect wedge.
There's got to, this must be a rule.
The Blue Jays kept running.
Oh, they let it score.
They're letting it score. The Dodgers
stopped.
They just stopped and let the runner score from first.
So the Blue Jays still have a man on base.
They're moving it all
around. Wait a minute. They took it off again. They changed the score again.
They're
still arguing about this.
We'll wait and see what happens. While we're figuring that out, Trevor, how big of a hit is this going to be not having Mike Maddux a part of the team anymore?
I think I completely agree with you, CA, at least from the standpoint of in-game management.
Yes.
He is phenomenal. He knows how to go out. Like when he goes out there and he puts his hand on a gentleman's shoulder and he puts his hand over his mouth and he whispers sweet nothings into these pitchers. I mean,
can you give us an example?
What do you think it sounds like? What I'm saying. I mean, I'm looking here, you know, but it's the
hey, Jack.
Listen.
I know you just threw four balls in a row, but I believe in you, kid.
You got to pitch better.
Hey, you're making me look bad.
If it was only that simple. But that,
you remember
that's
our film session?
That Maddux does phenomenally well. Now, I am frustrated personally with the development of pitchers from minor leagues up. I want to see more of that. I hope that's something Schumacher can help build. I hope that's something Chris Young's going to start building. But in game, as it happens, you're losing one of the best to ever do it, honestly.
Yeah, seriously.
And so.
Now, and something that we're seeing in the Dodgers game, we talked about how the Dodgers have a terrible bullpen, right? In this game, they've gone to two of their starting pitchers.
That's
Sasaki
what you do.
Has come in, and now Glasnow's coming in right now
That's
in the bottom of the ninth.
Well,
runners
Sasaki,
in second
they
third.
They moved him out of a starting role and put him in the bullpen, like, just for the playoffs.
I'm telling you, that's what you do. You use these arms. They get Hall of next year to get their arm right.
They're like, we're not trusting the pitchers.
You're trying to win the thing now.
You throw them into the ground. You do everything you can. That's why I thought it was mad when Yamamoto was mad about having to warm up or something.
That's why I'm mad at Tampa Bay a few years ago at Globe Life Field, World Series, first time they had that over there with the Dodgers and Tampa Bay. I forget the name of their starter. Guy was an ace, and he's nailing people. And then they pulled him saying a pitch count. He didn't want to leave, and they lost that damn game. I'm like, he's got all offseason.
Yeah.
It's not like there's another game. You win that game and worry about his arm later.
469, I didn't know if we went live this late. We go live this late every single day, all the way till 11 p.m. on the Fan After Dark. We got you guys locked and loaded. Mike Bacsik for pitching coach. I vote yes. Put Bacsik at the pitching coach.
I think he loves doing what he's doing, though.
You got to talk about the booth.
He does love what he's doing. Somebody who also loves what they're doing is going to hockey games. Ever since you started going, they can't win a game for some reason. Trevor, I am blaming you. I am blaming you.
We've got five straight points.
Whatever.
Come on.
Trevor,
down.
What's going on with the Dallas Stars? Give me the last 7 days, their record, what's going right, what's not going right for the Dallas Stars.
So the biggest issue for the Dallas Stars, I'll give you
a. We are getting a call. Who do you think's calling? I think it could be
469
Fred.
469 number. Let him.
Fred?
No, Fred's not a 469.
What if it's Bacsik?
If it's Mike Bacsik, I'll answer. I mean, I would love to talk to him. That was a guy that I didn't get to talk to ever. So,
what if it's Tim?
He would call the hotline.
Okay, just continue.
Since it's Halloween, The Athletic put out a scary stats. And so I think this is something that's really interesting. And again, it's something that we've seen where we have struggled. The Dallas Stars right now have a 1.89 goals per 60 minutes in 5-on-5.
Is that good?
That is not good. Mm. So their power play has been really phenomenal. They're fifth place in power play. They have a 28.9 conversion rate on power plays, which is great. That gives them their fifth in the league with that.
Mm-hmm.
But most of your hockey, maybe 6 to 8 minutes is played on power play. Most of your hockey is played in 5-on-5, obviously. And they have a 1.89 goals per 60, which is not good. It's in hockey, it's like a race to three. So if you're below average, very below average, where three goals is kind of like what you want to get to, you need to step that up. Now, Tyler Seguin played his 1,000th game the other night. He talked about how the offense is finally starting to click a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Again, That's what I need to see. I need to see the 5-on-5. I need to see the guys working together. We signed Thomas Harley, so we have all these players ready to go. We're signed up. All we need to do is get Robertson locked in. Once we get him in, this is our team. This is going to be the team for the next 8 to 10 years.
Mm.
These are our guys.
Yeah, they're young.
Exactly, and they're young. Absolutely.
So is that
what
the
about
only,
why, Joe?
Is that the only injury to worry about right now? Blue Jays with a no blooper. Dodgers make it great. Did they just get a double play to win it?
Yes.
They just got a double play to win the game.
Yep.
Dodgers were going to game 7. It was a bloop hit to left field. The Dodgers were able to field it in the air, and then they got him out at second. The runner going from second to third.
Rough.
Bang, bang, play. Dodgers win. Glass now throws 3 pitches and gets actually 2 pitches. I think he only threw 2. Both guys swung on the first pitch. So Glass now comes in and throws 2 pitches. We are going to a game 7 in the World Series. When is that? Did they get a day off or is it just tomorrow, Trevor?
I want to say it's just tomorrow.
I want to say it's a day off because they're going to L.A.
Let me see.
LA I could be wrong.
First.
No, it's a Blue Jays. They have home field. It's 2-3-2.
Yeah, they don't have to go. Yeah.
But they still got it. Oh, it's 2-3-2?
It's 2-3-2.
Okay, yeah, they're doing a 2-3-2.
Okay,
2-3-2.
I got it.
So it'll be in.
Yeah, back in Toronto. Sky Dome, Rogers Center.
Why is it? Man, come on.
That's okay. Why you do that real quick? Why you look that up, Trevor?
Somebody keeps calling
real
Trevor.
Quick.
I don't know who it is.
Didn't.
They're blowing it. Someone's trying to get in contact with us. I don't know if it's a Tolo or.
Real quick.
You missed Tolos on the telephone.
Real quick.
Yeah, Tolos on telephone's always open.
Real quick. Didn't you say Eli Manning's son? Dressed up as who for Halloween?
Jackson Dark.
Okay, I'm minding my own business on Twitter, and they have this story about LeBron James' son dressing up, and it's from NBA.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess. His son is dressed up as an NBA player? I don't want to see it. I'm going to guess CA. Is it an NBA player?
It's LeBron James' son.
He's dressed up as LeBron.
I just said LeBron James' son dressed up as. Read this. Just read the line. Read it.
LeBron James dresses up as an NBA player.
It doesn't
Halloween.
Say LeBron James. It says Bronny.
Bronny James dresses up as an NBA player for Halloween, and it's got a picture of him in the jersey. No LeBron James slander over here, CA.
I didn't slander LeBron. They were slandering Bronny.
I'm a Bronny fan over here. Bronny's the next guy up.
Trevor got
who was calling? Who was calling, Trevor?
Take a wild guess who's calling. You know exactly.
I don't know.
Fred.
It's Fred.
Gotta be Fred.
I knew it was Fred. I said, what if Fred's calling? It's not Fred calling.
Well,
because someone kept calling.
He should call. He needs one number, dang it. That's what I'm going to say.
Hey, Fred, if you can hear us, Trevor's been a little worked up over the phone lines today. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Trevor's been a little worked up over the phone lines.
I'm putting him through.
What's the matter? Why can't you? What's the problem with the phone lines?
There's nothing wrong with the phone lines, all right?
Blake wouldn't let you take it.
I kept saying to look at the phone. Someone's calling, and Trevor said if it's important, they'll call the hotline. I'm not answering.
Operator error. You know what? That's okay. Look, we live to fight another day. Look, we were victorious tonight. Okay?
Yes, sir.
The trip was worth it. I'm telling you right now, though. It was a lot, and CA, you can appreciate this. Sometimes you just have dad's intuition, okay? Sometimes you just have father's intuition. Something told me, even though this was a 2-15 matchup, that I needed to come up here. And, hey, I mean, we edged him out in overtime. And, of course, everybody was giving me a hard time afterwards because I was standing at the end zone, okay? I mean, I was standing on the field because that's what I do. And, you know, like everybody's like, how'd you get up there? I'm like, because that's what I do. And everybody else sitting in the bleachers. No, I'm not.
You were down the field to punch out a play if you had to, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's because, first of all, when I covered high school football back in the day, that's what I did. And so, you know, old habits die hard. I'm not sitting in the bleachers with the lay folk.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You want to say something? Say something. So anyway, bottom line is this. 2014, final score. My son's team wins. Hell of a ball game. They had two fumbles inside the red zone. They had like seven or eight penalties that cost them big time yardage. But look, you got the dub. Sometimes it's just about surviving and advancing. There's no such thing as style points. Just get the win, and that's exactly happened.
Can we get a stat line?
Zane's had a good, not great game. Two catches, 45 yards. They only threw at him twice. Mm. He had three catches because he didn't have a nice one, but mm-hmm. the third one got called back into the penalty. Mm-hmm. And then he had a really big hit. And I asked him after the game, I said, why do we not see more of them? Mm. Like, why are we waiting until the fourth quarter to be laying people out?
Are we going to have a little parent-teacher conference with the coach and say, hey, my kid needs more touches? You know, A.J. Brown style?
No. I mean, look, it's one of those things where I'm not a helicopter parent. I am not a, you know, look. I'm going to yell at my kid before I yell at the coach. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it works.
As it should be.
Like, and I tell my son, I'm like, look, get, you know, if I think you're getting screwed or if I think, you know, you're playing your butt off and not getting, you know, they're not reciprocating, then yes, I'll say something. But I'm not that dude that's just going to show up and be like, hey, my son deserved to play and he's sorry. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. yeah. But he handled his business tonight. I mean, mm-hmm. he was, like I told him tonight, you were good, not great. Mm-hmm. And he knew. He knew what the deal was.
Are we getting Fred Davis back for tomorrow's show? The fans are wondering.
I'm driving back to Dallas right now.
Wow. Game just ended.
You must have a lot of energy.
Oh, that's right. No, because you said you weren't flying. Oh, that's wild.
It is wild.
How's the truck going? Is the truck doing all right?
The truck's in the shop. I'm in a rental car.
Oh, no.
The truck's
well,
in the
I
shop.
Trust the rental car.
Yeah, no. I would have trusted the truck, too, but thank God it did what it did. And my boy Dan, the transmission man, is taking care of me. We've already talked. That thing, it's we'll have the whip back next week, so we're not worried about that. I mean, now look, do I need to stop for an hour at some point? Possibly. Mm. We'll see.
we'll see.
What's going to be your Halloween candy for on the way home? We rank the best Halloween candies. If when you stop at a gas station, what Halloween candy is going to have?
It's Smarties 1 through 5. Okay, let's call it what it is.
We all poo-pooed Smarties, calling it one of the worst candies.
Poo-poo it. Okay, poo-poo it at your own risk. All right, poo-poo it at your own risk. Well, you guys are eating razor blades and apples. I'm eating Smarties. Okay.
Do you understand that reference, CA?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't understand it yesterday.
Thank you.
And tell this man it's Nestle, not Nestle Crunch.
Fred, he called Nestle's Crunch Nestle Crunch.
I mean, come on. I work with this guy every day for a year. Nothing surprises me anymore.
And of course, he said they need to change the name of the company to that because that's what it sounds like.
And look, I appreciated you explaining to him who Tommy Lee Jones was and the Anderson sex tape. I mean, that's the thing. Like, Blake is getting a 90s education when it comes to working with Fred and CA.
I mean,
it's just, you know. And who did you use as, when he asked you if you knew a 90s person, you said Arnold Schwarzenegger?
That's what he said.
Is that bad?
He's not a singer.
And then I said Joe.
You didn't say Joe. You said some others. You said, did he say B.B. King? Didn't he say?
He said B.B. King as an R&B.
A 90s singer.
I didn't say Monica Lewinsky.
She was on the mind. She was on the brain. Well, Fred, we're going to hang up on you because we got to go to break. Any parting shots?
I tell you what. Rock chalk. Oh, doubles basketball season. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. Drive safely, man.
We'll see Fred Davis tomorrow.
Don't pick up any Halloween ghouls.
No, sir.
Those hitchhikers, they'll try anything now.
They'll try to get your Smarties.
Wait a minute. Blake doesn't know what a hitchhiker is.
I know what a hitchhiker is. I see Fred every day. All right, we'll send him off. Whatever. We'll see Fred Davis tomorrow. What'd you say? He said
whatever.
I think he said whatever. I think he said the show's the best, something like that. Mm. Well, we're about to have one of the best segments making its way back. Blake It or Leave It,
hey.
Halloween Scary Edition. This is going to be one of my favorite ones. I'm going to give you a bunch of horror-themed sports character crossovers. You're going to be in the cabins, in the woods, running away. Which 5 people do you want chasing you and not chasing you? We'll figure out who CA and Trevor pick next on The Fan After Dark.
This segment on 105 Through the Fan is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Thank you for that, Trevor. The Dodgers have tied it up 3-3. We'll have Game 7. Do we figure out what day that is, Trevor?
It is tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Game 7, Dodgers, Blue Jays. Who will take it home? I got the Blue Jays! I got my Canada Gretzky shirt on right now. If you're team Blue Jays, 877-881-1053, text into the program. If you're team Dodgers, keep it to yourself. Nobody cares about your baseball opinion because they're not going to win. Shout out to CA who found me a pin. There was no pins anywhere in this entire station. We've lost them to the new studio. Thank you so much, CA. This is why you're the best. Okay. We're doing a Blake It or Leave It today. And today's Blake It or Leave It's going to be a little different. Because I don't think CA's played the new Blake It or Leave It. You have, Trevor.
No, not the new one.
So the new one is, I used to give you guys a list.
And people do love lists.
And we would go through the list and go, what's our 5 favorite things and the 5 things we don't want it? Super fun. We got a little stale. So I thought, why not do what's behind the next door? You don't see the full list at the beginning. You just see them one by one. And you have to make the choice along the way. Do I want to keep this item Blake It? Or do I want to leave this item? And you and Trevor have to collaborate on your answer. You have to have the same answer. And today's theme, you'll hear right after this intro. Denver is the state. Colorado's the city. Louisville's the country. But Ojo's Locos, I'm just going to get OJ with the boys. It's a very family-friendly area.
Where is Balake at? No Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you ready?
I am super ready for today's one because today is going to be different. I'm going to give you 10 characters from horror movies that have been mashed together with sports players. And these sports players are going to be chasing you and Trevor CA. And what you want to do is you two are going to pick the five least scary that you want chasing you. So that means the five that you do not choose will be chasing you. Let me set the scene for you guys. Close your eyes, unless you're driving. They once called it greatness. The kind you chased until your lungs bled and your dreams cracked. But greatness doesn't die. It waits. And tonight, it's hungry. The light hums above a rotating arena, flickering above blood-stained banners and hollow echoes of crowds long gone. 10 figures crawl from the tunnel. No longer men and women, but stitched legends. Born of myths and nightmares, their trophies are now weapons. Their eyes burn like spotlights. Their cheers have curdled into screams. Every record they shattered left someone behind. Every victory demanded a sacrifice. So now it's your turn. Under the lights, Trevor and CA, the doors are locked and they're coming. Now tell me, which five would you choose to pray never chase you? Let's get into the list, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you guys understand. First one on the list. So if you want this
person... we're trying to pick the five scariest, but we're going to eliminate...
Yes.
We're going to eliminate the five least, but we're going to keep the five scariest.
Flip it. You want to eliminate the people you don't want chasing you.
You mean...
Wait, am I saying this right?
We want to pick the people that are least scary.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying.
Because the people you do not pick are going to be the people that are chasing you. Correct.
The least scary.
Yes.
So these guys aren't scary enough.
I'm going to list 10 people that I think are all scary. And you might be like, hey, I'll choose him. I don't mind if he chases me.
We want to keep the five badasses.
Yep. Okay, first one up. Wimby. Victor Wembanyama as Slenderman. So I'm going to write chasing... slash not chasing. We'll just make it simple like that so we don't got to confuse anybody. Chasing you versus not chasing you. Which category do you want Wimby as Slenderman in?
Chasing.
Trevor?
You want it to be chasing us? So you and I are working together here.
Right. I would say chasing because we're trying to get the scariest people.
Just pick which one. Do you want him chasing you or do you want him not chasing you? Don't even worry about the scariest.
I do want him chasing.
See, okay. I've played the Slenderman games. And your boy don't like him some Slenderman.
I would have thought that would have been an easy one. Y'all don't want chasing
him. Well, I thought you said the scariest ones you want to keep and the least scary you want to get rid of. So he's to me, he'll be scary.
Yeah, so you don't want him chasing you, correct?
So we want to leave it.
I thought you wanted us to pick the ones we...
I know, it was getting too confusing. So I just put chasing, not chasing.
Not chasing because he's good. I mean, he's scary.
Don't want him.
I leave the weak ones for.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I do not want him. Wimby already looks like Slenderman. I don't need him.
He's a badass.
Even though he bulked up a little bit, that's probably worse.
Yes, worse. And he's hung out with monks, so he knows karate.
Next one. Under the full moon, the roar turns into screams. The king doesn't chase; he hunts. LeBron James as a werewolf. Do you want him chasing you or not chasing you?
Not chasing because he's in shape, even at his age.
Trevor,
I'll fight LeBron. No,
y'all gotta collaborate.
I'll give you that, and I'll go with your choice.
I want to fight. I'd be okay because I want to get bit by a werewolf. I think some lycanthrope would be dope.
What? Did he just say he wants to get bit by? So, do we want him chasing or not chasing?
Yeah, come on, come bite me, and then I turn into a werewolf, I turn into a werewolf.
I thought that's vampires.
No, because when you it's lycanthropy. Okay. I love me. I'm the D&D guy here, fellas. We know this.
So we want LeBron chasing
then
us.
Then we turn into a werewolf.
Got it.
And then it's a mall.
So far, Wimby has left the arena. He won't be chasing y'all. Right now, LeBron is currently chasing y'all. Kyler Murray as the Chucky doll.
I was about to say Chucky.
That's fine. I'll pun a doll. I'm okay with it.
He is Chucky. He's not just Kyler Murray. He's Kyler Murray as Chucky.
Those are my least favorite horror movies. I hate them. Okay. They don't make sense to me.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah.
So we want him chasing you.
Because he's little.
Kyler.
Because he's little.
As Chucky.
Kick him in the teeth.
So far, LeBron and Kyler are chasing you guys, the werewolf and Chucky. Tom Brady as Count Dracula. Eternal youth at a bloody price. He feeds on time, fame, and anyone who still believes in miracles.
He can't chase us in daytime.
In the daytime, yep.
So
we'll find his box. We'll get him.
He can chase us all he wants.
Okay. Call me Van Helsing.
Brady. I can show a mirror at him and he'll be through.
Patrick Mahomes as the poltergeist. Voices echo in the rafters. Objects fly on their own. You don't see him. You just feel the chaos move through you.
Get rid of him.
I'm not a poltergeist fan. That's you can't stop that. That's the problem with the poltergeist.
And he's clever anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so far LeBron is chasing them. Kyler's chasing them. And Tom Brady is chasing them. They said they want no business with Wimby.
Two 40-year-olds and a little kid.
And no business with Mahomes.
We got this. This is fun. Mm-hmm.
Shohei Ohtani as the Grudge. Hair drapes, eyes hollow, two talents, two curses, every sound has a death rattle.
Get rid of him.
Yeah, that's
he's too scary.
Because you can't stop it. 7 days, you can't stop it.
Shohei as the Grudge they want out of there. Okay, you need two more people for each side. Aaron Judge as Jason Voorhees.
I don't want him.
Yeah, I don't want that to be. That's another one of those where there ain't no a 6 foot. Mm-hmm. Well, how tall is Voorhees? 6'7"?
He is now.
I can't remember.
He is now.
Well, isn't Judge 6'5"?
Somewhere.
I think he's 6'5". He's huge.
Mm-hmm. So no to Judge? Are y'all both agreeing?
No Judge. Get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, you can only pick one. I'm going to list three people. Only one of these people will not be chasing you. The other two will be chasing you. So choose wisely. Wayne Gretzky.
Aaron Judge is 6'7".
He is 6'7". Wow.
Wayne Gretzky is the Wendigo. Born of ice and starvation, he glides onto frozen blood and shoots pucks of death at you guys.
He can't stop us in Texas. He's also older than 40, so.
Let's imagine all these guys in their prime.
Do you know what a Wendigo is, CA?
It's something on ice, right?
No, have you ever seen, oh gosh, what's the movie? The Cult? Is it The Cult?
What is he like?
It's like a Yeti looking thing, but it has the face of a skulled deer.
Mm. You want that chasing you? Let's imagine Gretzky's in his prime. This isn't like old Gretzky. These aren't old guys. These are super.
I still have no fear of if he's got to be in cold temperatures in my mind.
If he's hanging out in Texas, I think that's fair.
Trevor, so we're going not chasing?
Yeah.
Or we're going chasing?
Or we can go chasing. Yeah, bring it on, Wayne. Gretzky. The great one. The great Wendigo.
Okay. Mm. You got the last two. So this one, if you put in chasing, that means the other one's chasing you, and then vice versa.
Tell us who both of them are first.
No, I will not do that.
Yes.
Number nine.
You got a cupcake at the end.
Michael Jordan as Candyman. Say his name five times, the lights flicker, the legend steps through the mirror, dripping in gold and vengeance.
Yeah. I don't want him chasing Michael Jordan. Is ruthless.
He
will tear your head off and pull your tongue out. And
what kind of horror story are you writing here, CA? Chill out, brother.
Okay, so.
And he took it personally.
Trevor and CA are trying to run away. These people will not be chasing them. No Wimby as Slenderman. No Mahomes as the poltergeist. No Shohei is the Grudge.
No Aaron Judge
is Jason Voorhees. And no Michael Jordan as Candyman. The people that will be chasing Trevor and CA, let us know if they would get out alive. LeBron is a werewolf. Kyler is Chucky. Tom Brady is Count Dracula. And what was the last one I wrote down right here? Oh, Wayne Gretzky as the Wendigo.
Wendigo.
The last person that will be chasing you for death is Max Scherzer as the Predator.
Ooh.
How do we feel about
that? Brother. We did on that one.
Heat vision locked on.
Don't
no empathy.
Talk to him before the game. Don't talk
no
to him
mercy.
Before the game.
You'll never hear him coming. How do y'all feel like y'all did? Y'all feel
I
like
think
if
we did
you
good.
If that you had all 10 names, would you have done it the same way?
Yeah, I really would.
Trevor, if you had all 10 names up front, is that the same five you would have picked?
No.
Would you have switched out?
I would change the Predator for sure. Because the Predator, man,
over Jordan? Yet the last
two. Choose it for anybody. I was saying if you had the all 10.
Oh, out of all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd change him out for who's.
We had Wimby, Mahomes, Shohei, Judge, and Jordan. I think Wimby's the scariest thing on this list.
That's what I'm saying. Too.
Wimby as Slenderman.
I don't even like that I picked a werewolf, but I think it'd be cool. Like, again, I don't know.
I think you gentlemen did a fine job. I think you got rid of some of the scary ones. Let us know what your answers are. Final segment of the program coming up. On the Fan After Dark.
The final segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Final segment here on The Fan After Dark with CA and Trevor, the creator. It's been a fantastic show so far. And then I get reminded that Anthony Davis is out for two games by Fox 4 News. The series tied 3-3. Game 7 will be tomorrow. Let's put our picks in. I got the Blue Jays. CA?
I've said the Blue Jays from the beginning.
Trevor?
I want the Blue Jays to win. I think the Dodgers will win.
I'm glad you did that because I didn't want three picks for the Blue Jays. It'd be bad juju over here. So now the Blue Jays will be able to get the win. What are you guys doing after we get off here? It's Halloween. Any plans?
I'm going home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The kids should be, I'm talking about the kids that ring the door.
Yeah.
They should just be done. There's no way.
They show, CA, we've been waiting for you.
Where's the trick or treat candies?
Does the hatch get busy with the...
I don't know. I've never been in Waxahachie on Halloween.
Oh, well, there you go.
Trevor, what's your plans for after this?
I've always been up here.
Hang out with some buddies on Discord and watch a scary movie.
What about you, Blake?
I'm debating.
Which club are you going to?
I'm not going to go to a club.
Yeah, you are. Friday night.
I probably would just go home and put on Harry Potter.
No, you're not.
I'm going to put on some hot cocoa, go home and be a good.
That sounds like it. Are you a Halloween Harry Potter guy or a Christmas Harry Potter?
Both. It's a great, great movie franchise. I see what I'm mad is I usually dress up all kinds of days, go to as many different events and functions as I can. I'm just too busy right now to really be doing this. And I kind of realized that this weekend that I can't live like I'm 22 or 21 and go to all these different functions and parties because I got real business stuff that I got to do. And it's unfortunate. I mean, not unfortunate, but it's just part of the process, man. I'm just getting older.
Maturation.
And
are you running out of money?
No, not. I mean, all this stuff is.
That's me. That's why we sit at home.
All this stuff is stuff I could just go to, but it's just I don't have time. I put this on my Instagram yesterday. Before agreeing to something, ask yourself what you're saying no to.
Is right, exactly right.
Because when you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to a bunch of other things. Mm-hmm. And I had to have that self-realization.
You have to prioritize your life.
Could I go to a party and do this? Yes. But then that means I'm not doing something else for the business. Not doing stuff for Blake's personal ventures.
In other words, you don't have a date tonight.
No date tonight. But I'm happy. I'm happy. I don't need a date.
Right. Hey, update on Samba Girl.
Oh, God. CA has no idea. Catch him up to speed.
Okay, so there's a young lady.
You can just say fair or foul at any point. Just interrupt
him. That's fine. There's a young lady at the Stars game. That works in the media area.
The blonde girl that was behind last year.
If that was her, boy, would we be
the
doing
one behind the bench.
But
that was her job, just to be there.
We've made eyes.
Oh.
And she didn't make eyes at me the game before, but this last game, I made her laugh.
Oh, this is a development.
I made her giggle, and she was the only one who did. And okay. So,
How many people were there when you made this joke?
Listen, all my interactions have been in this gosh dang elevator, okay? And so I made her laugh in the elevator.
He's just hanging out by the elevator, just hitting the button over and over.
You know how it is, CA, like where all the media people stand and you got to wait. Like, you got to wait for the elevator. And so I think I'm going to try to say something, like to at least introduce myself so that way she's
not. You haven't introduced yourself?
No, because how the heck do you go and introduce somebody, especially because it's work.
Show her.
But y'all are cracking jokes.
Show her your credential that's around your neck.
Or you just go, hey, I haven't been able to see your credential. Where do you work for?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that I'm going to try to find an excuse.
Yeah, so who do you work for?
Actually, don't say anything. You just grab her credential. No, you'll get kicked out.
No, I'm not doing that. What I need to do, though, is I need to figure out what she does, because I know she stays after and writes.
Well, I'm sure somebody who works for her is listening right now. So
I don't know. Well, I don't think she's that established.
Oh, wow. Now he's roasting her.
No, I don't. He's not roasting.
I mean, she's not as big as what I do, but
I'm just saying there were positives. There are good things that are happening, and I didn't feel a vibe.
Are there any negatives that you can think of?
Well,
or is this girl
that she like isn't about it, and she's like, well, I'm working. Leave me alone.
Like, no. I mean, are there any negatives from what you've interacted? Not stuff that could happen in the future. I'm saying, like, I don't like her shoes. I don't like the way she smells. Or has everything been positive?
The only thing that scares me is that she's like a horse girl.
A what girl?
A horse
girl. You
call
her a horse.
That's not.
What,
no.
What does a horse girl mean?
Like, she rides horses.
That's sexy. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's hot. Put two and two together, Trevor. Come on.
I just feel like if you own a horse or like something
she's
like that.
She's got money.
Mate, that could be positive, but I don't want to go out and shovel crap and feed horses.
Trevor.
You're supposed to giddy up.
Come Trevor. This girl rides horses and he thinks that's a negative. So one, she's got money, and two, I'll let you do the innuendo for the other one.
It's the attitude of a horse girl, though. That's what scares me.
877-811-1053 is Trevor.
How do you know that part?
Because I know. I have friends that are married to horse girls.
No. How do you know she's a horse girl for sure?
Because on her screen, she has her horses.
Now he's peeping her screen.
Stop. Listen, there's two levels.
You're looking at her screen, but you haven't introduced yourself?
I'm very perceptive, okay? I have to figure things out. That's just the way I am.
Hey, Joe Goldberg.
I'm not trying to be weird. This is not, like, again,
I think they call
it
stalking.
I noticed the sambas.
What did you say? I'm perceptive? I'm going to start using that. I'm just doing my scouting. I just wanted to make sure you were safe, got home safe, inside your house in your second two-bedroom apartment.
Well, I know she likes she likes peanut M&Ms. I know she likes it. Like,
and this is from conversation?
No. This is from Trevor being what you're making me out to be a creep. So there you go. Don't.
I didn't say
don't
creep.
Don't mouth words to CA, Blake.
Did I say the word creep? I never
you
said
You didn't
that.
Say it, but you're mouthing things.
I'm just astonished. Anything
just,
else we need to know about this young lady that she doesn't even know about herself?
I don't know. I'll find out more on Tuesday.
Scouting report. Trevor, that is.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, you should have. No, don't ever do that. Do you know how many times I get made fun of on this radio program? Always bring stuff up, Trevor. We are, if Fan After Dark, if Fan After Dark is going to be one thing, it's going to be vulnerable.
That's fair.
We're going to be ourselves.
Vulnerable. I'm saying I made her laugh, and I'm happy that I made her laugh.
What was the joke?
It wasn't a joke. It was the way I'm a physical comedy guy. So I did
tackler?
A little. No, somebody stepped out of the elevator for whatever reason.
Probably to get off on the floor.
It was a full elevator, uh-huh. And the guy stepped off for whatever reason because I was just waiting, and I was like, all right, well, I'll get in there. And I did like a weird thing.
What was the weird thing?
I don't know. Like just when you walk weird, I don't know. Like that was my impression of.
If you're like on the fan cam, you can see he's flailing his arms in the air. So you flailed your arms in the air, got onto the elevator, said, I don't mind if I do. And mm-hmm. She started busting out laughing?
She didn't bust out laughing. She gave me three or four chuckles.
Directed at you.
She chuckled.
And we eye contacted.
Now, was this a cute girl like, ha, ha, ha? Or was this like a ha, ha, ha?
Yeah, it was a cute girl giggle. Like, that's what I'm saying. The description would be a giggle.
So she didn't roll her eyes.
I didn't get an eye roll. No, I got a giggle.
Good for you.
This is what I'm saying, is that like there's little things, and I'm like, okay, maybe we got a chance here. Maybe we got a chance.
And what did you say after she giggled?
I said something to Jake Rietma because he was in there. What? What do I say?
What's up, mamas?
There's 1,500 people in there that are all working media.
She was the only one that giggled, though. She had no problem giving you a giggle.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, is that like that's. I got. There's a line. I got to follow. I got to stay behind the line until I.
You know what? This is the perfect person to ask. Ask CA how you delegate. He's trying to figure out how he hits on this girl at work, pretty much. That's pretty much what he's trying to ask. CA, you got any advice for him?
I just told him, ask about a credential.
That's the plan. Is like, start, hey, so right, what do you, I see you stay here.
I see you come here a lot.
I've observed enough to know.
Do you also cover sports?
That she stayed there long enough after. The game is over, so she's writing. She goes down and she gets her audio.
So here you go. Here's your question. This could make her laugh or she could run away from you. You say, okay, I see you like horses.
I like where
can
this
you
going.
Skate?
Can you skate?
She's covering hockey. Come on,
oh,
man.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah. Well, then you can take her on an ice skating date. It's about to be cold.
That's actually, I kind of like that. That's
say, mm-hmm. Say, do you like stuffing? Because Thanksgiving's coming up. And you can come to my family Thanksgiving.
Do you like stuffing?
That should be your initial quote to her.
I don't think I'm going to ask, do you like stuffing?
Okay, ask if she likes turkey then. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. I've got this baby steps. I'm going to.
Do you feel like you're kind of in there? Like, y'all feel like y'all have a little bit of synergy? Like, she would be like, that's Trevor. Or would she be like, no, I have never seen this guy in my life?
The other than, like, we've made eyes, that's it. And I smile at her, and that's about it. Again, this is so baby steps, it's not even funny.
So y'all make eyes at each other and smile at each other.
But that's what I'm saying. But the time before, we didn't.
945 says they're going to issue a restraining order on you.
That's what, man, I hope that doesn't happen. That would
really, wouldn't that suck?
That'd make it really hard to go to Stars games.
Yeah.
You know, to be
you wouldn't be able to go to Stars games and you'd miss your crush.
100 feet away from her at all times.
Okay.
I mean, we could probably sit at the other end. And be okay.
Now, where do you think you're going to have this moment to talk to her? Are you going to do this during the game, pregame, postgame? Because you got to think about these things.
It'll probably be after locker room and after gully postgame.
Okay, here's another one for you. So you ride horses, right? Yeah. Have you ever ridden a Zamboni?
And you can say you're the Zamboni.
It's like riding a big green tractor, huh?
Yeah.
Yikes. All right.
I think you just got to step outside your comfort zone,
Trevor.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I'm just not good at it. The no scares me. No has always scared me. I got to do better. I get it, you know? And I put on cologne the other time, and that didn't work because y'all couldn't even smell it. So that's great.
We've been trying to give them cologne tips.
By the way, the 940 asks, is this girl's name Jane Slater?
It's not Jane Slater. That'd be cool, too.
Trevor, she noticed you. Just walk up to her and start a casual conversation. Lady Fatty here from the 817.
That's what I need to do. Mm-hmm. Again, I think figuring out where she's credentialed, that's my plan. Like that's the go to of like, hey, I see you here after games. Like, who are you writing for? Like,
there you go. And then she's gonna go, I write for Dallas Stars Daily. Who do you write for, Trevor?
And then I'll be like, I'm one of the best producers on when I'm Blake, wow.
Hopefully you don't do that.
Blake Elliott's number one producer.
Get don't say that. Just say I work at the Fan. Just strictly say I work at the Fan.
806 says, Trevor, ask her about her hooves.
Ask her about her hooves. Or you can even say, boom, just use what you were nervous about. Say, hey, I was nervous to talk to you because you seem like a horse girl. Why should I not be scared to talk?
Listen, do girls like it when dudes come up and say, I was nervous to talk to you? Do girls even like that?
I don't know if that'd be my opener, but you can work it in there. Like when you're talking, like if she even says, why didn't you come talk to me? Well, I was a little timid because you're a horse girl because I've been staring at your computer for the past 2 months and I see that you have horse background.
She's got a broken Mac screen.
Oh my God. Trevor, do you know her social security as well?
No, I don't look that hard. I'm sorry.
That was today's show. tune in for more of this tomorrow. We won't have the three-time Hall of Famer CA, unfortunately, tomorrow, but we'll be back. We'll have Fred Davis.
He's driving
back
right now, listening to us.
Now, I have no idea what time we're going on. I'll figure that out tomorrow. We're after Fan University. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. Happy Halloween to everyone that celebrates. Hopefully, you guys handed out a bunch of candy.
Tomorrow's next month.
Yeah, we're about to be in November. The best month of the year is coming to an end. Dodgers World Series versus the Blue Jays tomorrow.
Game 7.
And we also have the Mavericks playing in Mexico City against the Pistons tomorrow.
Si, senor.
All the Tolos. Good night. God bless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.